From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Now, Radio Monterey brings you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to take a look at the shows and hosts and get the information direct, unfiltered, so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the days when the veils between the worlds are thin, which means it's time to have fun. So you can come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But either way, come. Visit rhodaspsychicfair.com, get on the email list so you can be informed of ongoing events.
The Illuminati Fair in North Carolina, the Virtual Psychic Fair, which comes up this month, the 25th and 26th, Litha Fair, which comes up at the end of July. These are all partner events with Rhoda Psychic Fair that we collaborate and share and participate. And we have our quarterly previews that we do with Kirilani and Joyce Day Muse, and me. So make sure you get on that email list so you can be informed about the upcoming events. We are midway through June. Now remember, June is the month of setting the intentions because it's the last month of the creative cycle of the year. It's a powerful, powerful time. So this is our last month for setting that stage for what we want to manifest starting in July. First 6 months are creative. The last 6 months of the year are manifesting. So it's important that we get very clear this month on what we do want and release those things that no longer serve us. We've been saying all along, especially with the planets in retrograde, that this is our time for really releasing and letting go, to take a look at those things where we've built habits and patterns into our life, and we've let them become the function of our life instead of our life being its own function, instead of our life being what we live in the present moment. So this month, as we mentioned, we still have Mars, which is still retrograde. It's in Scorpio. We'll talk about that in a little bit, and it's going to come out on the 29th and go direct. So it's still retrograde energy. And that Mars energy is an assertive, aggressive energy. It's a getting out there in the world type of energy. But when it's retrograde, it's working on us inside. It's wanting us to be clear about what we're going to do when we set foot outside the door. It's also a good time with Mars retrograde to take action on things that you've been holding off. Just don't take aggressive action or big action. Just take small steps in that direction, so that when Mars goes direct, it will really push you forward in those directions of the areas where you took those small steps. We also have Pluto's retrograde, and Pluto is going to stay retrograde through September 26th. Now, as you know, Pluto is the planet of transformation and rebirth. People call it the Lord of Karma and Dharma. It's really about changing everything, and it will turn things upside down. Pluto is asking us during a retrograde, because retrograde energy is all internal. Pluto is saying, do you see what you have to let go of? And do you accept the changes I'm going to make? Because I'm going to make them if you don't. So Pluto loves a good detox, a good physical detox, mental, emotional, spiritual detox, a good changing, shifting, and change of our life. It's a good time for a health kick. Change your eating habits. Go for walks. Release old habits. Purge some issues. Do some hardcore healing. If you've been holding off getting something healed or looked at, good time to do that now. Because Pluto doesn't call a meeting. Pluto just takes action. Now, we also know that we have Saturn still retrograde, and it's going to go direct in August. Now, Saturn, of course, loves discipline and commitment and hard work, structure, stability. While it's retrograde, it's looking at our internal structure. It's looking at our finances. It's looking at our work, our career. It's looking at our relationships. It's looking at everything we use to sustain the pyramid of our life. And it's going to push for changes in those areas where we're not being best served. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But if we're taking actions to clear and say it's time to get rid of, I just took another Goodwill run on Friday. I continue to do that. I continue to go through. I have a lifetime of gathering, and now I have a lifetime of releasing, because all of that gathering comes with a charge, with an energy, with an intention about when I got it in my hands. And sometimes it was the Holy Grail, and sometimes it was just something that went next to the Holy Grail. But either way, it turns out the only Holy Grail in our life is the divinity we carry within us and how we choose to express it out. So those three planets are still in retrograde. Let me bring you up to date on some of the other things going on astrologically. We have some shifts that went on Sunday. I touched on them last week, but I didn't touch on them in a great deal of detail, because they were so far in the future, and I sometimes wonder that people may not retain it. So I want to do a callback to it, if you don't mind. But on Sunday, Mercury went into Gemini. Now, again, this is a great marriage, because Mercury is all about our communication, and Gemini loves to talk. Gemini loves communication. You know, and we might feel a little less focused, and we might feel a little more scattered. But Gemini doesn't care, so we won't care. It's a great time for social interaction. It's not a good time for going deeper in relationships. Let's sit down and have that talk we've been holding off for 10 years. Do not make the people you meet the person you've been waiting for all your life. This isn't that energy. This is not the time to suddenly find your true soulmate, your twin flame, the one you've been waiting for, the one you just burned incense to. No, 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 no. This is not that person. But meet new people. Try new things. You know what we said? Break up that routine. Break up that boredom. This is the time to break that routine and boredom. Break up that tedium. Make sure you're getting sleep. Make sure you're getting rest. Make sure you're getting proper nutrition, but try new things. Do things differently. This is a great energy to experience and experiment with. It's not a great energy to go into deep, detailed study or in-depth relationships with people. Now, today, Monday, the big thing is Neptune goes retrograde in Pisces. Big deal. I told you about the other retrograde planets, and now we're going to have a fourth till Mars moves direct on the 29th. So when Neptune goes retrograde in Pisces at 1:43 p.m. Pacific time, Neptune is our planet of spirituality, altruism, all things artistic. It's going to go retrograde and go inward, and it's in the sign it rules, which is Pisces, which is that sign of incredible sensitivity. Pisces carries the energy of all the signs before it and then adds that extra touch of sensitivity to it. Neptune is so spiritual and not mere materialistic at all that it's almost going to feel as if we're going in reverse. So while Saturn is trying to shore up our infrastructure, our finances, our house, our car, our work, everything that supports us for our physical and security needs, all of a sudden, boom, Neptune's going retrograde in Pisces, and we may actually feel unable to focus, uncertain. We may feel airy-fairy in our own way. We may find ourselves having a metaphysical type of thought to something that requires a reality-based decision. So we have to look at where we start feeling this hindrance from the Neptune going retrograde in Pisces. Now, the good part is we're going to spend some time, because it's going to be there a while, we're going to spend some time exploring our own spirituality and our spiritual base. We're going to be looking at how we actually approach things. We've been talking all along to look at your connections. I got to tell you, last week for me was not a week for connections. It was a week of laying siege and burning the bridges behind me. And that was my releasing, unfortunately, but that's what was going on. This now is going to be more internal, about saying, how do we become that expression, that spiritual expression that we truly want to be, that we truly want to share in the world? Now, you're going to be confused in areas of love. You're going to be confused in areas of career. You're going to be confused just in general in areas of life. And you're going to feel almost like withdrawing, even though we have that great Mercury in Gemini energy saying, be social, do things different. So make sure you put your toes in the water, even if you're not willing to run into the water, because this is really about toes in the water. And Neptune's going to stay retrograde till the end of November. So you can't put your entire life on hold, but no rash decisions. No love of life. Do not run off to Reno or Vegas to get married. Do not commit to the person you meet tomorrow or today. Do not suddenly jump or say, I'm moving by Friday. Everything must be slow, must be gradual, must be considered, and must not be rash or quickly judgmental. Relax. This is balancing out. We have that great social energy of Gemini. This is a balancing energy to that, so that we're not overly social. We're still exploring our basis. We're still exploring our balance. We're still making sure that we're on our spiritual path. So make sure you do some relaxation, some resting, some time in nature, some meditation, some contemplation. And it's always, always, always good to journal. Hopefully that covers what we need really for this week. That energy is going to carry us for the week. We're going to have Venus going into Cancer on June 17th, which is Friday. And that's going to be another shift. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow, because, you know, that's Cancer is that perpetual mother. Venus going into it, we may have more mothering than mating. We may suddenly find everybody wants to mother everybody else. You may find yourself doing it to people, and you may find others doing it to you. So be cautious where money is concerned this week, and especially as Venus enters into Cancer. Be more cautious. Be more cautious in love. Be cautious with your possessions. Pay attention to where they are and what you're doing with them. You may find yourself a little insecure, because Cancer is. Cancer is naturally insecure. When the crab is out of its shell, it is not fully turned into its shell, it actually feels very insecure. It likes to dig and get into its little hole and make sure that it's invisible with nothing but its eyes. So Cancer always needs a safe spot to fall. So as we go through this week with Neptune going retrograde, we're going to end the week with Venus going into Cancer. This is really the time, again, for this month of June to understand our needs. Take some time for yourself. Even though I said good socializing energy with Mercury and Gemini, you can do that on Facebook, you can do that on Skype, you can do that by phone. You do not need to go out to do it. Take some inside time to reset and rebalance yourself. If you're going out, this is not the time to be married, engaged, find the love of your life. Play nice, play easy. It's going to be a very strange time as we go into the weekend this week, this coming weekend. And then we're going to have Saturn in Sagittarius squaring Neptune in Pisces. So this is kind of like our get real Saturn demanding that Neptune shake up its own rocks and get down to Earth somewhere, because Saturn's going to be shaking it, saying, get down to Earth. And Neptune's going to say, no, it's spiritual. I want the illusion. So it's going to be a real conflict. You want to feel safe. You want to feel loved. You want to feel financially solvent, capable, proud of how you live and achieve things. When all of these two are coming in opposition to each other, we're going to feel this coming weekend as if we're shortchanged in just about every area of our life. So this is the time for us to be very clear on who we are and what we are, and not allow, we may even feel a little depression, not allow that depression to spin us backwards from where we really are. Get yourself a good, firm list of things going into this weekend of what's good in your life, what you like in your life, what you want more of in your life. Make your good, solid list. I don't care if it's 3 things, or 20 things, doesn't matter. The minute you start getting those feelings that's not working for you, you pull out that list and you look at those good things in your life and you turn your attention to them, and you'll get through this weekend fine. You'll get through this weekend so much stronger from this square than you will going into it. It's going to be a little tough, but you'll make it. So Friday is going to be the worst of it, because that's when the aspects hit. It'll start releasing, and by Sunday we'll be on the downslope. As you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. It was an essay that he titled from the verse from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What James Allen wanted us to know is that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our future is not determined by our past thoughts and actions. Our future is determined by our present thoughts and actions. So each day when we awake anew, we have a wonderful opportunity to create our future each and every day. So in Day by Day by James Allen, his words have been put a little bit for each day of the month. Now I want to read yesterday's from Sunday the 12th, which says, every circumstance has two sides. Keep this in mind this week and this coming weekend. Your difficulty is not contained primarily in the situation which gave rise to it, but in the mental state with which you regard that situation and which you bring to bear upon it. You may remember earlier last week on the 9th, we spoke about suffering is a response to pain. Pain is what happens to some trauma inside of us. It could be emotional, it could be physical. Pain is the outcome of that area saying, I've been traumatized, I need to heal. But suffering is our choice of how we choose to handle that pain. And what James Allen is saying today, yesterday for the 12th, every circumstance has two sides. It comes right down to your difficulty is not contained primarily in the situation which gave rise to it, the trauma that caused the pain, but in the mental state with which you regard that situation and which you bring to bear upon it. Do you choose to suffer, or do you choose to heal and transcend the pain? Totally up to you. Now today, for the 13th day of the month, he tells us to focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is, therefore, unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there is only one way of dealing with an impossibility, namely, submit to it. So what is he saying? Either we can change it or we can't. If we can't change it, we go with it. If we can, then we change it. It's that simple. Wayne Dyer used to say there's only two things to worry about. Those things you can't change and those things you can change. As far as the things you can change, if you can change them, you change them and stop worrying about them. And if it's the things you can't change them, so stop worrying about them. That's what James Allen is saying. Focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. We don't need to worry about the difficulty we're confronted with. We can either overcome it or we can't. And then he says the task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there is only one way of dealing with an impossibility, namely, to submit to it. So today we want to remind you that there are only two things to worry about, those things you can change and those things you can't. And the things you can change them so you can stop worrying about them. And the things you can't change them, so stop worrying about them. And as James Allen says, submit to them. You go with that flow. Now, I love to use the daily word also every day to give me an idea and a focus point for that day. And yesterday's daily word said, love leads the way to divine order. And today's says, I am the voice of love, compassion, and respect. Allow yourself to live and lead from that place. As I said, last week was not some of my finest hours. And I won't take them back either. Not because I don't say I wish I had done them differently. I certainly don't turn them into regrets. But I only say that I've learned from those experiences for myself. And I hope the others involved learned as well. And if they learn that they don't like dealing with me, that's a part of it, that's fine. And if they've learned there's something they too could have potentially done differently, that's fine. But the real point is, as long as we learn, adjust and grow, and send love on to those who we may have harmed or have harmed us, then we are doing our job of journeying through our life the best way possible. Now, Kirilani can't be with us today for her Go With The Flow. However, last week her Go With The Flow was so powerful that I'm going to replay that. And then when we come back after that, I want to come back to do some forgiveness prayers to close out the show. And so let's now introduce Kirilani.
Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. Her unique infusion consultations bring great insights and transformation. And also, as an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, she provides custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves to empower personal vibrations. So Kirilani joins us every Monday to provide her unique telling of the energy of the week, the month, and the year, and her go with the flow. So let's listen to Kirilani and her go with the flow. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Solazar. Well, happy June to everyone. It's been a beautiful couple of days as we've kicked off June in this last week, and a very powerful, powerful week and powerful weekend. So I hope everyone had a fabulous time. The new moon was on Saturday, going into Sunday, right, Solazar? I have my days right. And yesterday, pardon?
Yeah, 8 p.m. Pacific, Saturday evening.
Yeah, so we still have a little bit of that influence of that new moon cycle, because Sunday then kicked off this portal of new beginnings. And the new moon is always a good time to start with those new beginnings, those new seeds. What is it that you want to create? Because this whole first 6 months of the year, your soul is asking you that. What do you want to create for yourself, for your life, for the world? What do you want to create? And here we are, once we get up to June, June takes whatever those seeds are, whatever your plan is, and starts expanding it. June is this beautiful month of expansion and growth and freedom and adventure. Every time I say freedom, it reminds me of that Braveheart freedom. But we have to have Solazar do that for us because he does it so much better than I do. Solazar, can you pull that one off? Solazar, are you there? Huh, maybe he's not listening. So, expansion, growth, freedom, adventure, embracing change. So, this is the time to really start kicking things into action. Because although we're still in the creative cycle of the year, it creates this wonderful bridge, June and July do, that unifies the creative and manifesting cycles and portions of the year. So it's very, very powerful for getting those wheels of motion going, for those seeds that you have planted, getting them to sprout and nourishing and nurturing their growth. So ideally, in May, where we had all of this energy of creation and creativity, we would have been putting our plan together. That gives June time to refine the plan, to say, I need more clarity in this area. I need a little more specificity in this area over here. This area is a little bit muddled, can't really see the picture, don't really understand what the requirements are. Let's put a little bit more detail on the plan over here. If we look at breaking June down into each week, then we still have a little bit more energy today in the physical body, and then starting in tomorrow, we'll be working on the emotional week of the month, the emotional portion of the month. So take a look today and say, okay, physically in my plan, where am I at? What's my current state? Where do I want to be? And what is one practical thing that I could do today in this moment that puts the energy, puts my life force, votes for the direction of my future in how I want that to be? So today and tomorrow, look at the physical. And then starting on Wednesday, go into the emotional and ask the same thing. Where am I at? Where do I want to be? That's my, you know, future vision. Those are my future seeds. And then how do I start taking action steps, practical little things in each day to nourish that seed? Because June is a little bit like taking Miracle-Gro and putting it on those seeds that you've planted. It's putting the fertilizer, putting the nourishment and the nurturing of those seeds of which ones do you want to have grow? Which ones are the most important to you? So that is the general gist of June, because June is always in our life going to go really fast. It's a very accelerating energy, and it demands change. So resisting change takes a tremendous amount of life force. But if we go with the flow of change, there's a beautiful card in the Osho Zen Tarot deck which talks about the wheel of change, and it's almost like the picture of a spiral galaxy. And that is that energy of almost like the water going down a drain, going faster and faster and faster. June is saying, okay, in some respects, your creative cycle, the time is running out for when you can plant those seeds. But if we get in the flow of change and we go with the flow of the energy of the river or the flow of the energy of the air currents as they go through that spiral, and realize that as you go faster and faster, it allows that change to be used as a force of momentum and flow in your life. So if the change is going in the direction that you want, if it's going in the direction of your dreams, if it's going in the direction of the seeds that you planted, using that extra oomph from the universe, that extra acceleration and motivation, allows it to be the wind beneath your wings. You don't have to slug through the mud and do it the hard way. It can become this expansion of joy, this expansion of love, this expansion of light, and this expansion of truth in the world. How cool is that? So, if we look at some of the really powerful days that you have to work with, we already talked about yesterday being super being super powerful with that 1-1-1 day. And then we also have that day, June 5th, yesterday, that was a Heaven on Earth day. And we have a series of these that are going to be sprinkled throughout the month. So our next one will be June, oh goodness, just a sec.
During this moment of silence, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will come in singing the Hallelujah chorus.
Okay, Solazar, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because at one point I couldn't hear you.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't answering you. I didn't hear you ask me anything. So then okay. I heard you said one moment, and so then I just came on to fill in the gap of silence.
Oh. Well, thank you for jumping in.
Facetious though, but go ahead. You said one moment like you were looking for something. Were you or?
Yeah. So on yesterday, so we had that 55 Heaven on Earth day, which is coming together with the energy of unconditionality. And the key then is we use that energy of unconditional love, unconditional trust, unconditional hope. That's our foundation bridge. And if you think of that as almost like an elevator, of going in on the first floor of the elevator, if you want to get up to the penthouse, you got to start on the first floor, unless you figured out how to fly. So that 11 energy, that Christ-conscious energy, the unconditional love and hope and trust, that's our entry point into the elevator. And then we use that energy to go and expand with this energy of June until we get to this point of heaven on earth. Now, all of June and July, how it comes together, gives us the 61 days of heaven on earth with the universe asking you, what is heaven on earth to you? All of that starts with that foundational entry point on the elevator of saying, how can I be more unconditional in my life? How can I align with more love and truth and light of who I am? And it's through that union with our soul, with the divine, that's the starting point. That's the entry point. So here we go. After we got through this one yesterday. That's going to carry us all the way up till June 14th, where we get the next infusion of that energy with an even higher wake-up call, focusing on the truth of who we are. So June is going to be very powerful for refining those seeds, doing any of that last-minute creative activity, because once we get into July, things are really just going to take off. And some people have been having a little bit of struggle of saying, how do I even keep up with what's going on today? And that's where the energy of this year comes in and helps you so tremendously. It's this ability through the energy of 2016 to let go of those things that no longer serve you, no longer align to this new dream and vision you have for your life, with this understanding and awareness of who you truly are. Any of those things that don't serve you, that are holding you stuck in a current rut, holding you imprisoned in any way, or keeping you playing small in the old way of being, this is the time to let those go. Because any little thing that, you know, something as simple as little things that you're no longer using, if you can release those, it frees up tremendous energy in your life to put toward your new seeds. So it's a beautiful energy to work with. And the other current that's going on is the transformational moon, which I talked about and Solazar confirmed was on Saturday. We're leading up to the full moon on the 20th, and that transformational moon is going to be on the same day that summer solstice is. I don't remember when that's happened recently. It's been a long time since those coincided with each other. That's tremendously powerful because we have this longest day of the year, the most light, and we're using that light focused on transformation. And any of those things that you look at in your life when you say, here's my as-is state, and this is what I would like it to be, and this is how I want to be, not outside ourselves, but remodeling inside ourselves, that combination of the transformational moon and the spiritual transformational year and this year of 2016 that's all about graduation and completion and integration and letting go gives you all the tools you need to make tremendous progress with that process of letting go, transforming, and moving in the direction of where you want to go. And don't get caught up on it being a destination, because sometimes when we think about, here I'm at, this is where I want to be, we think of it as a destination, and it is really now more a perpetual journey. It's a perpetual state of transformation. And in that, there's it helps to celebrate the improvements of the ratios, the improvements of going in the direction of seeing growth, of seeing changes, instead of getting frustrated and saying, well, I wanted a 6-foot-tall tree. Why is it still only 3 inches tall? You have to celebrate the sprout, celebrate the little seedling poking out of the earth, celebrate each centimeter of growth. And that encourages those seeds in our life to plant, to not only thrive, but to continue to grow and expand. So those are some of our highlights for this week. I'm just looking to see, oh, there's another big day on the 8th, which is going to bring those energies I was just talking about of being able to do completion and transformation aligned with the truth of who you are, very much punctuated that day. And all month we've got energy that is facilitated by spending some time in meditation. I admit I don't do it as consistently as would benefit me, but even if you spend some time and do a power meditation from, say, 5:50 to 5:55, you know, use that energy of June to pack as much value into each moment, into each increment of time as you can, and then you make the most of the time. So those are our highlights for the week. And I wanted to reiterate the vibrational tools for June. We shared them briefly last week, but we were still in May. You can work with, for aromatherapy, lemon and cardamom. Now, cardamom is an interesting one. My grandma used to put it in her cinnamon rolls, so it just puts a smile on my face every time I smell it. It's a very powerful aromatherapy or essential oil to work, particularly on that honoring divine right timing of letting go of emotional baggage, letting go of frustration, letting go of anger. It's a very transformative tool. The lemon is very uplifting and inspiring and motivating. So both of those are delightful. Also, plumeria and gardenia, that reminds me of heaven. So back to June and July, bringing in that energy of heaven on earth. A little bit of Hawaiian tropical flower smells will always make me feel like that's a little slice of heaven. And some of the stones that you can work with, blue lace agate and carnelian, both of those are pretty easy to get your hands on. And let's see, there's another one, chrysocolla. And all three of them are really beautiful stones. You can find pocket-sized ones of those. So, Solazar, I think that gives you the key things on the go with the flow. Do you have any questions or things that you want to add to that?
No, nothing about that. I mean, well, there's a yes and a no to that, I should say. This new moon was more powerful than just a three-day portal, and it's going to stay with us until the full moon. And so people need to recognize that this new moon energy is about, you know, ripping up the floorboards and putting down new floors. And so we need to expect that there's going to be some shakeup, some transition. There's going to be some hurt feelings. We don't have to create all those, but there will be things just pulling because it's asking us to examine our place in everything. Our place in, and part of this is because of the Grand Cross of the mutable signs and planets that are really saying it's time for us to really examine our place in everything, every relationship, our career, our hobbies, where we live, what we do, how we see ourselves in the world. And I think what makes that more potent is something you touched on last week, which is since this is the last month of the creative cycle of the year, what we end up with at the end of this month, just like with James Allen, what that primary thought, that primary intention, that primary focus, that's what we're going to manifest in the next 6 months of the year.
Yeah, and I don't know how you're doing. I feel like I'm a little bit scattered. And I tend to be a pretty focused person, but it feels like in this 9 year, like there's a lot of balls in the air. And there's a lot of things that you could put your energy to. And that's why I was talking about, I think there's a real benefit in this first week of the month to spend a little time prioritizing a little bit and saying, what are the things that are really important to me? Because it's easy with how fast the energy is going to dissipate the time, dissipate our energy, getting spread all over the place. And I think it's important to make sure that we do the big rocks first. You know, I went to a speech one time where someone actually demonstrated that. They took a bowl and they had this bag of rice, and then they had all of these rocks. And the question was, could all the rocks fit in the vase? And if you throw the rice in and then put the rocks on top, it doesn't fit. But if you put all the big rocks in first and then you let the rice kind of trickle in and move in and around all the big rocks, everything fits.
Yeah, and often they also add in water afterwards as well to show that. So you're right about it's really the process of what you deal with first, and certainly you're right. You deal with the large issues, the important issues, but that doesn't mean ignoring the other ones, because then they can become big issues. So the challenge in our life, as you know, is what equates to a perfect balance. And a perfect balance doesn't mean we deal with everything at once or in the sequence. We deal with the big items, but we also have to make sure that the big items are important items and not just noisy items.
Yes.
That makes sense. And, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, and speaking of...
A ringing phone is saying, answer me, answer me. But it might just be a marketing call. It may not be important. You know, so we have to sometimes think of things, is this a ringing phone or is this important?
Well, speaking of noisy things, I have a few things that are demanding some urgent attention. So I'm going to have to drop off, and I just wanted to wish everyone a magical week. And just keep stretching that energy from the weekend and know that it's going to keep continuing to build and grow. So it's back to where is your energy on what you're nurturing to. You know, Solazar, you like to share the story of the young boy who talks to his grandfather about the two wolves, right, inside and asking, you know, which wolf is going to survive, which wolf is stronger. And the grandfather said, it's which wolf you feed. And that's the question we're being asked, is those wolves inside, the one that is promoting the you that is light and love and truth and compassion, who is working with others in partnership, or the one that is choosing to be divisive and the small egocentric self, which one do we choose to feed? And we've been asked that all month, all year, but it's ratcheting up quite a lot now because we're kind of down to that moment of truth, that moment of light to say, what are we choosing? And it's interesting, tomorrow is an election day, to say, what are we voting for? But we're being asked that on a constant basis this year. What do you choose? What are you voting for? Who do you want to be?
All right.
So with that,
I'll share some comments with that after you're gone. Okay. Nothing, you know, about what you said, but you said you had to go, so I didn't want to take your time to.
Thank you.
To do that. So thank you, Kira, for joining
Blessings.
Us. She'll be back again next Monday with her Go With The Flow.
Well, I really appreciate all that Kiralani has offered and her Go With The Flow. And now, as part of our journey, because all of us will need this as we go forward, it's really important, I want to do some more forgiveness prayers as provided by Lisa Barnett in her beautiful book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Record. Now, the forgiveness prayer comes in three levels, which is why I love it so much. First, we're forgiving those who may have done, said, or whatever caused some event that we felt harmed us. We felt put upon, hurt, harmed, or otherwise offended. Next, we forgive ourselves for any actions or words or inactions that we took that may have harmed others. And last, we forgive ourselves for anything that we have done or not done that may have harmed ourselves. So this is from The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records by Lisa Barnett. I'm going to say it, and then I'll say it slower so that you can repeat it after me. But the first time through, I'll say it so you can become familiar with how it will flow. Please take a deep breath in. Begin that fresh, reinvigorating air that regenerates and brings us back to life. Release the stress or the tension that you may have brought to this moment. Take in that new air. Feel as it brings new energy and life to your cells. Release. Let the stress, tension, cares, and concerns go. One more deep breath in. One more out. Divine Spirit Source, Please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself consciously or unconsciously from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. I'll now say it slower so you can repeat it after me. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence, and so it is. And let's close this out with some affirmations from Alexandra Parnes and her book, Activate Joy. These are affirmations of worthiness. Repeat after me. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. As we journey forward this week, both with the Neptune retrograde, followed by Venus going into Pisces, Allow yourself to honor yourself, or Venus entering Cancer, I apologize. Allow yourself to honor yourself, respect yourself, and know your worthiness. Allow yourself to express worthiness to others around you. Now tomorrow, Good Vibrations Radio will be back at noon Pacific time with Gina Ross. Now Gina is the founder and president of International Trauma Healing Institutes in the United States and in Israel, and the co-founder of the Israeli Trauma Center at Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem. She's an expert in the impact of trauma between groups and nations, and this will be a wonderful discussion concerning trauma and how the global trauma also affects us on a micro level. We're going through a time right now where it's important that each of us maintain our self-balance, because by balancing ourselves, we'll share in extending a balance out to the world. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio today. I wish you many, many blessings. And as you go forward this week, I do wish very much that you're able to turn the lead in your life into gold. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.